傍晚，傍晚，阿拉。أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولده من والده وولده والناس أجمعين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Most respected elders and brothers and our mothers and sisters who may be listening over streaming. being the month of Rabiul Awwal, the month in which our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born. It is also the month in which Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam had departed from this temporary world. Therefore, you will find in very many masajid, Islamic organizations, radio stations, some sort of discussion related to the seerah and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam takes place. This is a very important aspect in the life of every single believer. And the reason for that is that we all claim to be followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And to be a mu'min and a believer, then it is important that we have within our lives not only love in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also believe and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As has been mentioned in the hadith and mentioned in the Quran and Majeed, that a person's iman is incomplete without having love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If the person does not have love for the Rasul of Allah, then we will say that this person's iman is questionable. There's deficiency in the person's iman. If he has no love, then definitely the iman is questionable. But if there's deficiency in the love, then there we will say there's deficiency in the person's iman. So therefore, first of all, we need to understand the importance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our lives. If we think about ourselves, then had it not been for the sacrifices, for the efforts, for the existence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what would our condition have been? We would not have had been blessed with this great wealth of iman, this great dawlat of iman. It is because of the sacrifices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if you study the seerah in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will find that the Nabi of Allah had made great sacrifices for his ummah, for the sake of his ummah. Sacrifices upon sacrifices upon sacrifices. His entire life was a life of sacrifice. It was a life of trial and tribulation. It was a life of hardship. And therefore, it is important that we understand the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the sacrifices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the hardships that the Nabi of Allah had to endure in his life. And when we will understand this, then inshallah, a sense of appreciation will be filled in our hearts. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, we who claim to be the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed we are fortunate. 124,000 anbiya that were sent into this world approximately. The greatest of all of these anbiya and the leader of all these prophets was none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one hadith, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وُلْدِ آدَمْ وَلَا فَخْرٍ. I am the leader of all the children of Adam ala nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, in the statement I make with absolutely no pride. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was سَيِّدُ الْأَمْبِيَا خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ, the seal of all prophets, the leader of all prophets, the leader of mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such bounties that none of the others had been blessed with. In fact, it is mentioned when the other anbiya heard about the final Nabi, the greatest Nabi, the leader of all the anbiya, then each and every of these anbiya and these nabis, they made dua that, oh Allah, make us part of this ummah. We want to be part of this special ummah, this favored ummah. As Allah has titled the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kuntum khayra ummah. That, O followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the best of all nations. The question we have to ask ourselves, that what made us so special? It was because of the speciality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we became special. We became the best of all nations because we were the followers of the greatest of all the prophets. In the Mi'raj, in the incident of Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undertook the journey min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Today we speak about Masjid al-Aqsa. It is a very important part of every single ummati. It holds a very significant part in the life of Islam and in the history of Islam. It is in this masjid that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the salah as an imam of all the anbiya. And from there Allah ta'ala took him to the seven heavens. So he was the imam, imamul anbiya, the leader of all the anbiya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with bounties upon bounties. And hence the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been favored. Allah ta'ala favored amongst the many favors. Allah ta'ala has mentioned that man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. That those who are the followers of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for every good deed, I will multiply it a minimum of 10 times. من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. So every good deed that you perform, being the follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, minimum multiplied 10 times. And of course, Allah can multiply it many more times. As Allah's treasures, there is no limitation. There is no limitation to the treasure of Allah ta'ala. If He wishes to multiply it more, so be it. But at least, that's a tenfold reward for every good deed that you will perform. And together with that, Allah had favored the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such opportunities that they can earn so much more rewards. As has been mentioned every year during the month of Ramadan, that the sahaba ikram, they were concerned that, Ya Rasulullah, we hear of the stories of the nations of the past where people lived for 1,000 years and 150 years, 500 years. How much of opportunities they had to do good deeds. We don't have those kind of opportunities. That may be true. But Allah Ta'ala compensated the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such opportunities that with every good deed it's 10 times. The night of Qadr, the person will get khayrun min alfi shahr. That ibadah in that one night will be equivalent to ibadah in 1,000 months. 1,000 months of worship. 80 plus years. So Allah has given these opportunities where it's multiplied and multiplied and multiplied, just purely being part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another one of the favors of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that they have been given the shortest lifespan. Now we may say that, Malisab, you know, I would like to live very long, you know. The fact of the matter is this world is a place of hardship. It's a place of trial and tribulation. It's a place of challenges. It's a place of discord and arguments and fights and quarrels and wars and famine. And so every point is so much of hardship. As Allah has mentioned, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. We have created man in toil. Out of His mercy for the ummah, for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah gave them the least exposure to that hardship. The least exposure. Together with that, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been brought last, closest to Qiyamah. That day, the person waits in the queue, and the waiting in the queue sometimes becomes a mission in itself. Like we know, a person has to go to Home Affairs to wait, and that is like a musibat and afat in itself. The person afterwards has to take medication for the headache after that, just standing in the queue. That is why in Arabic they say, Al-intibar ashaddu min al-maut. That waiting is sometimes worse than even death. So Allah made it such that the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their waiting period to enter Jannah is the shortest. They're skipping the queue. The shortest. These are amongst the, just a few glimpses of the favors and the bounties upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, we are fortunate. So every single Nabi had a desire to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know from amongst those anbiya, whose dua was accepted? It was none other than Isa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, who will be resurrected in the ummah, or who will be brought down in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam as a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So imagine the anbiya were making dua to be part and parcel of this ummah. Now if we have to compare ourselves to the anbiya, can we really say that we are any comparison whatsoever? We know that hum gunahgar hai, siyakar, we are absolutely sinful servants of Allah Ta'ala. We are not even fit to be called followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hence, respected elders and brothers, when we understand the great status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the high rank of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we need to appreciate the fact that Allah has selected us despite our weaknesses, despite our, you know, sins. But Allah had selected us to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is something that we need to express our appreciation for. And now, how do we appreciate this bounty? For every bounty that you have been blessed with, there is an appreciation. And the example that we usually give, that if the father gives the son a laptop for his studies as a gift, he says, "My son, you have lots of potential. Here is a laptop for you. You go and study." Now, how will the son show appreciation for that laptop? If the son takes the laptop and now he's sitting and gaming there with his laptop, while he's supposed to be studying and writing his thesis or doing research, he's gaming, you know, he's scoring high scores in his virtual world, or he's surfing the net and doing things which are completely inappropriate. Will we say that the son has appreciated this gift of his father? Or will we say that he has not really appreciated? But yes, if the son takes that laptop, and he does his research, and he's, you know, typing and preparing his research, and he's typing and he's getting good scores, the father will be very, very excited and said that I gave my son this laptop, and he has really appreciated this laptop. That will bring happiness to the father. In the same way, Allah has selected you and I to be followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam without any registration, without any application, without any real credentials. Can anyone seated here say that, you know, I tick all the boxes, you know, that I've got all the checks and balances in place, that I could have been selected to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When anbiya were making dua to be from this ummah, where do I stand? Do I even stand a chance? But Allah Ta'ala, purely out of His mercy, He had selected and chosen you and I to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respected elders and brothers, really, if we have to place our head in sajda from now till qiyamah to express our appreciation for this one bounty, it is insufficient. It is inadequate. So the least we can do, respected elders and brothers, is ask ourselves the question that how can I express my appreciation to Allah and to His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam for being selected to be a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can I show appreciation? And that is, respected elders and brothers, what I wish to touch on today. That how can we appreciate this bounty? That Allah has chosen us to be a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has given us certain things in the Quran and Majid. Allah Ta'ala says, "Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum." O Nabi of Allah, say to your followers, if they claim to love Allah, then they should follow you. They should follow your way. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. By virtue of that, Allah will love them. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah will forgive their sins. So our appreciation to be selected from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to make ittiba' of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when I say follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm not only talking about the external sunnats. Or for example, you know, keeping the miswak, or wearing the sunnat libas. But there are many great sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, the kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the compassion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the forgiving heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the consideration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the willingness to serve humanity without any recompense, any payment. This is also a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these are the things that we need to implement in our lives. That when a person looks at us, they can say that this is a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a person asks that, why did you treat me in this such a wonderful manner? The person says, my Nabi has taught me to do this. My Rasul has taught me to do this. That I need to be honest. I need to expose the defect in this item that I am selling to you. Even though I take some sort of loss. But this is my appreciation to be part and parcel of this great ummah. To be part and parcel and to be titled as a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similarly, respected elders and brothers, if a way of expressing our appreciation for being part and parcel of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the true sense of the word. To become a aashiq e Rasul in the true sense of the word. Today, many people claim to be ushaq and to be aashiq e Rasul. The person says, may aashiq e Rasul hu. I am aashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the reality is that ishq and that love is confined to the lips. It's restricted to the lips. On the light-hearted note, one person, he saw a very beautiful girl. So he went to her and he says, you know, you are so beautiful like the moon and the sun and the stars and all of those things. So she decided to test it. Because he made a claim now of love. So she said, well, you know, if you think I'm beautiful, you should see my sister. She's right behind you. So he didn't even bat an eyelid. Without any hesitation whatsoever, he did a full 180 degree turn to see now who is this sister and how beautiful is she. Of course, there was no one there. So when he turned around again, she gave him one tight slap. The moral of the story is that the person claimed to have loved her, but as soon as he heard that there was someone more beautiful, the person was willing to turn around. So that claim of love was just confined to the lips. Or as the other example which we give, the person had a dog that was dying and he was crying. It's poetry, we didn't intend, but mashallah, it became a bit poetic. So he was crying and the dog was dying. But now, the person passed by and saw him, you know, crying, hysterical. What's happening? He says, you know, this dog has been so loyal. It's a loyal companion, been with me for so many years. I said, what's happening? The dog is dying of starvation. And he had a basket of food on the side too. So the person said, whose food is that? He said, my food. I said, why don't you give the food to the dog? He said, no, you see, the tears are free of charge, but the food is not free. So it is a light-hearted example of the person expressing love for something. But there's a lack, or the person is unwilling to make any sacrifice for the sake of the beloved. And this is my condition and our condition, is that we claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but are we willing to make some sacrifices to show and that we truly love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So this is the question that we have asked, we have to ask ourselves. And one way that we can develop love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is we study the lives of those who loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the real ashiq Rasul, those who are really the ushaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who are they? The greatest lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were his noble companions that were around him, that were willing to sacrifice their limbs, that were willing to sacrifice their wealth, that were willing to sacrifice their comfort for the comfort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are so many incidents. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, an incident that is mentioned in the narrations, that the Nabi of Allah was being assaulted in the Haram Sharif. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu heard news of this and he immediately rushed to the defense of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and redirected the assault and became himself the target of assault. And it is said that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was beaten up so badly that his face could no longer be recognized until he fell down unconscious. When he regained his consciousness, he refused to eat any food until he saw the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what we term as ishq, willingness to sacrifice one's comfort in the defense, in the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khubayb ibn Adi radiallahu anhu being mutilated, he's asked the question that, do you not wish that the Nabi of Allah is in your place and you are safe and sound? His response, that I'm not even prepared to allow a thorn to prick Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I must be safe and sound. And in And if we continue studying each and every companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a glaring feature is their deep-hearted devotion and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To this extent that one disbeliever at the time of Hudaybiyah, when he witnessed the Sahaba ikram around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made the statement, "Ma ra'aytu ahadan ahabba ahadan ka hubbi ashabi Muhammadin Muhammada." I have never seen a group of people, despite my travels to the different regions of the world, I've never seen a group of people love an individual like how the companions of Muhammad love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So study the lives of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are the real lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Spend time in the company of the ushaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we sit, sometimes the person says, "I've never fished in my life," but his friends are fishermen, you know. So now all day, only thing they're talking about, especially in an informal gathering, is about fishing and the kind of rod and what kind of bait they're using and when's the best time to fish and what kind of fish. And you know, this one went that side and he caught fish. And all day just fishing, fishing, fishing. And nothing wrong with fishing. I'll give an example. So now though that person never fished in his life, after six months, mashallah, he too becomes an avid, excellent fisherman. In the same way, if you spend time in the company of those who are ushaq and lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are constantly speaking about the ishq and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wonderful great personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As one pious person went to Haram Sharif, when we go for Umrah, we're looking at the, you know, all the beautiful fixtures and fittings and how the landscape is, and you know, I need to visit this area and visit that area. But those who are lovers of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they see something completely different. This person was sitting in Haram Sharif, and before the Jummah Salah, he became exceptionally emotional. Began crying and crying and crying. So somebody asked him, that what was it? Why did you cry? He said, "I was sitting in Haram Sharif and my eye fell on the mountains of Makkah behind. And I thought to myself that my Nabi was a shepherd. And I was thinking that my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at one time he perhaps took a flock of sheep and walked on this mountain. And that thought that how fortunate am I to be able to see that very mountain upon which my Nabi had set his Mubarak feet on, that overwhelmed me. And I went into a state of ecstasy and I began tearing and crying. As one person made tawaf of Kaabatullah Sharif and said, "Kaha meri qismat tawaf-e haram, jis zami par chale te Nabi ke qadam." That, "Oh Allah, how fortunate am I to be making tawaf of this Haram Sharif, the very land upon which my Mubarak and blessed Nabi placed his Mubarak and blessed feet. That how fortunate I, a sinful servant of yours, am placing my feet on that very land." So when a person spends time in the company of the ushaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one will develop true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And remember, as the Nabi of Allah has mentioned in the Quran and Majid, that person, or as mentioned in Hadith Sharif, that person who loves me, kana ma'i fil jannah. That person who follows me and who loves me will be with me in Jannah. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, just developing the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will secure one with the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. And therefore, respected elders and brothers, this aspect of developing love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a very important and critical component as believers, that indeed we are exceptionally fortunate to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to develop and create love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives. Pass it on to our children. Perhaps read one kitab or find some time during the day where we can talk about our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Something happens in one's life, we can think about and advise our children. Can we imagine what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through? That you are going through this hardships. Can we imagine what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through? Now when the person goes for Umrah, he thinks to himself, imagine what was Medina Sharif in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the person is continuously discussing and highlighting the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when one will study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one will appreciate the level and the maqam and the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Automatically, it will create a love in our hearts for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will drive one to follow Rasulullah. Like we see the youngsters, you know, when they love someone, they want to emulate that person. They want to follow that person. The youngster wants to, you know, dress like him, same hairstyle, everything. because he loves that person. When a person will love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, automatically he will want to imbibe and relive and follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And remember, the best way is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to incorporate within our lives the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala create within our hearts true ishq and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and obedience for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala restore the honor and the dignity of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unite the hearts of the great ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.